A Night Out. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Kate Ashforth.
When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4.
Chapter 1. Friday Night. It was Friday night. Raph's mum took Raph and his friend Ruby to the school dance. I'll come back and get you at 9, Mum said. Have fun. Raph and Ruby walked into the school hall. There were a lot of kids inside. There were kids in big groups and kids in little groups. Some were laughing and shouting over the music. Some were eating and drinking. But no one was dancing. Ruby wanted to dance. She grabbed Raph's hand and took him out into the middle of the room. Chapter 2. No one is dancing. Some boys shouted out to Raph. He did not hear what they said, but they looked like they were laughing at him. Raph looked at Ruby and shook his head.
No, Ruby,
he said.
I don't want to dance now.
Raph walked away. Ruby looked over at the boys.
Don't think about them, she said.
Raph shook his head again.
Look, no one is dancing,
he said. Ruby gave Raph a funny look.
Oh, Raph, she said.
I don't want to be alone out there,
Raph said.
You will not be alone. I'll be with you. It will be fun, said Ruby. But you will not have fun if you don't dance.
Ruby started dancing. She did not look at the boys. She was getting into the music. She was having a fun time. Raph started dancing too. He did not look at the boys. He did not think about them. He did just what he wanted to do. Chapter 3. Not Alone. Raph was starting to have fun when he bumped into something. He stopped and looked around. He wanted to laugh. He and Ruby were not alone now. All the kids were coming over to dance with them. The boys were dancing too. They were all having fun. No one was looking at Raph. Raph's mum came back at 9. Did you have a good night? Mum said as they got into the car.
We danced a lot, said Ruby.
It was good fun,
said Raph, laughing.
Really good fun.